is an interview taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is taken with Mrs. Sarah Notley of Mount Druitt, and the date is the 16th of December 1991.
Sarah Notley, address about here.
Yeah.
1 Memphis Street, Mount Druitt. Date of birth, 12th of June, 1908. Place of birth, it'd be George's Creek, but I'm not sure if that's registered in Kempsey.
Oh, Kempsey Way.
Yeah. Status, widow. Now,
your nationality?
Yeah. Oh, Australian. Number of children, 2.
Okay. just to start off with, I'll ask you a few sort of background questions, family background. So what kind of work did your father do? What was his occupation?
farmer.
Farmer. Mm-hmm. And did your mother work, or was she at home?
Mm-hmm. On the property all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my mother died. I was only 3 months old when my mother died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So did you... who brought you up?
My grandmother.
Oh, right. Mm. And did you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
So only child. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. And your grandmother lived...
Yes, that property.
On the property.
Yes.
Oh. And so when did you first live in this area, in the Mount Druitt area?
We came to Eastern Creek first. Mm-hmm. about 45, I think.
45? Mm-hmm. Right, so just at the end of the war.
yes. Mm-hmm. And we rented a small dairy. It was a dairy, small dairy, and we had the milk run.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Supplied the army camp at Walgrove, and my son used to deliver the milk all round Mount Druitt mm-hmm. area. We had the milk run round Druitt, and my daughter went to school at Eastern Creek. Went to school for about 3 years there. Then went on to high school at Penrith. But my husband was very sick. He was a diabetic, and he got very sick, and we had to sell out. So we sold, and that's how we come to live at Mount Druitt. Right. We moved up to Mount Druitt then.
So what year would that have been? Or?
Oh, about, let's see, 45 we came to Eastern Creek, so it would be about 48 probably.
About 48.
Either 48 or 49.
Right.
Yeah.
So just about that time.
Mm, about around that time.
So we'll talk about what it was like in the area at Mount Druitt when you first moved here.
Oh, well, it was real, what can I say, very lightly populated those days. Not, mm-hmm. Now, for instance, this road straight opposite here, Palmerston Road, the road goes right down there. There wasn't one house
really
there when we came there, because my husband had the property there, rented and ran cattle on it for a few years.
In that street?
Mm-hmm. Ah. Mm-hmm. Where all the houses are now. Yeah. So this street, well, Masons might have said that, I might have mentioned, because I think there'd be only 3 houses on this side of the street when my daughter built it. When she built here, yeah, I think there was only 2 houses on this side, with 3 houses when she built, and I think only about 1 on the other side when she built here.
So it was all bush?
Oh, yes, mm. absolute. And then, of course, the railway station was moved then up here, which we were very angry about, but was moved to coincide with the new shopping centre, see, when they built that new shopping centre. And... I can remember back to the post office then was, let's see, I think where the hairdresser is now. I think the hairdresser is now the place where the post office used to be, because I can remember that they were going to close down the post office here in Mount Druitt. They weren't going to have a post office here. And a friend of mine and I was all day sat up the street there and took signatures from everybody that came along and put in a petition to have the post, keep the, restore the post office. Mm-hmm. And we ended up with a branch here. They've got a little post office here, a branch. Mm-hmm. But only for that we did.
We had to fight for it.
Oh, yes, we had to fight for it, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then when they built the new railway station now to coincide with the shopping centre, there were no... to go up onto the say they put it overhead after we complained about it for a long while so that you could cross over to go across the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it was closed off, you see, the street then.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when the station was moved, and we were a long while fighting for that, but they eventually mm-hmm. built a overhead and you could cross over to the other side. But oh yeah, there wasn't many houses around then.
Did you have a lot of land around your house?
No, only just ordinary house block.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big block, a big block then, because we had the block next door to us where they built, what are they called, child mining, not a child mining centre, but...
day school for children.
Where it's not a kindergarten, where they take the little babies for checkups.
Oh, yeah, baby clinic.
Yeah, baby clinic. Mm-hmm. Yes, I couldn't think. Baby clinic was built there then.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, there were no doctors around here then.
So yeah. How old were your children when you first came to live in Mount Druitt?
Claire would have been... she did 3 years at Eastern Creek Primary. Before we moved up here.
So she would have been about nine?
I guess I was around that, mm-hmm. around that 10. And we did 3 years there. And she did 2 years at the Penrith High.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got sick and she had to leave and to look after me for a while. And then she got a position. She wouldn't go back. She could have gone back to high school, but she didn't. And she got a position. In an office for a tyre firm in Penrith.
Mm-hmm.
Was there until she got married.
Oh.
Stayed on, she was there a few years after she was married mm-hmm. too. And they lived with me when they were first married for 2 years up in their old home.
Mm-hmm.
And then till they built this place.
Right.
They built this place and then they moved down here into Berlin.
So you were living in the house in Palmerston Street, were you?
In the avenue.
In the avenue.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
Did you build that house? Or
No.
You bought it?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And what sort of house was it? Was it a weatherboard?
It was, ordinary, not fibro, it was timber. But one of the oldest houses would be in Mount Druitt.
Really?
It was. But it was quite comfortable, very comfortable place.
Is it still standing?
Yeah. No.
It
just recently been pulled down.
Oh.
Was recently sold here a while back. I've been told that a doctor, I think, from overseas somewhere, bought the land, because it's a big block of ground,
mm-hmm.
and bought it, and here just a while back. The vandals got in first
mm.
and did a bit of damage and half murder sort of thing,
mm.
and that the council, I think, it's all pulled down now, and it's just a vacant block there now. Mm.
So
you've
seen a lot of change here since you moved in.
Oh, terrific changes, mm. terrific changes, yeah.
And how was the landscape then? It was just all bush and paddocks around your house? You didn't have neighbours very close by?
Yeah, we had neighbours. We had neighbours up on the avenue. There was one side of us there wasn't any. It was quite a space of ground because the Presbyterian Church was really only a hall, but it was what they always called Presbyterian Church, where they had services there every Sunday. was quite a good distance from our house to the church. But on the other side there were houses, mm-hmm. A few houses built. Mm-hmm. The other side of the street there was a few houses too, but after a few years it got built up. Before I left and came down here.
And did you have any family to help you with your children when they were little? I mean, you didn't have a mother, so did you have any other family you could
depend on? No. The in-laws, sister-in-law, the Notley family that I married into, were a big family. And one of the sisters-in-law, she was absolutely marvellous. They took Claire when I got sick.
Oh, that was good.
And they had her for 3 years.
Really?
And till I decided then that I'd have to bring her home, because we used to go up every Sunday to see her. And that's where we were living, up the north coast. She wouldn't come to me. She'd go to her father, because he could pick her up and walk around with her, whereas I couldn't. Mm. And I got very upset. And I said, well, she has to come home. I said, I'll have to bring her home. Mm. When I got home, I looked around and applied to get somebody to look after her. And on the next farm to us below us, there was a girl, she's about 16 years of age. Lovely girl she was too, and she was at home and not doing anything, only helping up parents, you know, mm-hmm. on the farm. And we went down and asked her if she'd be interested in that. Of course, she jumped at it.
Oh,
and
good.
Was,
mm. So that worked out well.
So, yes, I had her with me for a few years then, mm-hmm. and looked out, was they good, big enough to look after themselves,
yeah.
you know. Mm. But I certainly look back and think to myself, well, they've had to do a heck of a lot, you know, when they were young. What children today had never dream of it, they'd have to do it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was any load for them to carry, really, because I really look back on it and I think they said, well, it certainly made them that they could do everything for themselves, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm.
Is your son older or younger than your daughter?
4 years older than
Claire. 4 years older.
Yeah, he's just, right. was 60 in June, just retired. Mm-hmm. And the son-in-law here too, just they both retired in June. Mm.
So when you were bringing up your children, what was your sort of daily routine? I suppose you did a lot of housework and cooking.
Yes. Mm. And then later on, we, as I said, we did work with a group of us for a Blacktown hospital, and then of course we formed an auxiliary for Mount Druitt. And raised money so that we had a nice sum of money to hand over the day Mount Druitt Hospital was, you know, built and opened up. And I've been in the auxiliary. In fact, I got my life membership badge from the auxiliary here.
Did you?
Only about 18 times, 2 years back.
So you were instrumental in getting the hospital going, were you?
Oh, yes. Well, we have a very, very good organiser, Mrs. May Kapp. She's really wonderful. And she's the president of the auxiliary,
mm-hmm.
and has been all along. We raised a lot of money for Mount Druitt Hospital,
mm-hmm.
bought a lot of equipment for the hospital, and they're doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a roster for the gift shop.
Oh, yes.
They've got a lovely gift shop now at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter does one day a month. Then we had the seniors, and we started the Senior Citizens Club association. Oh, I don't know what year it started. It'd be gone for about 16 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be down here in the old hall down here. Oh, it's all done up now, the hall.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that hot when we used to go there and we first formed the Senior Citizens Club. Went there for some years, and then we got Blacktown Council. When the new shopping centre was built, and the library over there, and there was a lovely little room at the back of the library, and Blacktown Council let us have that, so we transferred over there then. So we were in there for a few years,
yes.
And then the council built a beautiful building for the association, Mount Druitt Senior Citizens. It's a beautiful building.
And you've been pretty active with
that. Oh yes, I was president for some years, about 8, 9 years.
Mm.
because nobody wanted to do it those days, you know, yeah. There wasn't very many, but there were only a few of us when we started up, but they've got a quite good now, lovely, beautiful building. So we did see those changes.
Yes.
I've always said now that even though I'm handicapped, you know, that I can't do anything now, but I've got something to show at least for what I have done, because I've got my life membership badge from the Senior Citizens Club, life membership badge from the Auxiliary Hospital Auxiliary, and I got 2 medals from Blacktown Council for my centenary year.
Did you? What were they for?
The community work.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So, you know, I look back now and I think, we say, well, I can't do things now, but I've
done plenty.
I have done,
yeah.
It doesn't worry me now so much. I get a bit, some days, a bit down to think I can't do this or can't do that, you know. But still, there's plenty worse off than I am, I guess.
And were you involved with any other community organisations?
No, not to any great extent. No, they were the main two things that I've been involved in.
And did you make your children's clothes or anything like that? Do sewing or
no, that's one thing I was no good at. No.
And did you make jams and that sort of thing?
Yes, did a lot of cooking. Oh yes, I used to make jams and pickles and all that sort of thing. Did a bit of cooking. I have done quite a few years back for cooking for fates and things.
Yes.
And shows and that sort of thing.
And did you grow vegetables in your garden?
Yes,
home?
Always.
So
always.
You used those for fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, always. And we used to have chooks and that too.
Yeah,
my husband was alive and that we had our own chooks. Well, I don't think you'll have. I don't know whether you're allowed to have them now or not in your backyard, but we're used to those days.
They're not so many around. They're a bit noisy, aren't they?
Yeah. People object to the noise and that. Well, I object to the dogs around here now.
Lots of dogs, are they?
Oh, they're a nuisance. Bark all night, some of them. Terrible.
And I suppose people have them for security too, do they?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, for sure. For sure, yes. I mean, the neighbours here alongside us, they've got dogs, they're big, I don't know what breed they are, but they're all big dogs and bark. I know sometimes anyone walks up our path, he'll hear it bark, you know, races down here and jumps up on the fence. And I used to like dogs years back, but I can't stand them now, I don't know, because I think of the noise of them somehow around here.
Did you have pet animals yourself at home in the earlier days, in the 40s and 50s?
I only had dogs and dogs. My husband was mad on dogs. He used to breed them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I got sick to death of them, to tell you the truth. But he loved the dash things and that. Were horses. We had. We first came down from that. We had a beautiful little pony, show pony.
Oh, yeah.
And we brought. We didn't sold up everything up there mostly, but he brought 2 horses down when we came down here. And my son used to ride this little pony in the show and novelty events in the show. But when you think back and think of him doing the milk run, you know, with the horse and cart, and then when we moved up here too, then my husband delivered the mail around.
Really?
Yes, the horse and sulky.
And the horse and sulky from here?
Yes,
goodness.
Yes. Yeah, when we first. So that's how things have changed.
Yes.
It's a pity. It's so terrible sorry now that I hadn't photos, but we were never one for you know how some people go mad taking photos all the time. Mm. The young ones now, the grandchildren, they're everlastingly. And I get real annoyed. I get annoyed with them taking, but oh, they love taking all these photos.
And you didn't take any yourself?
I look back now and I think this, oh, what a pity I hadn't taken them, you know.
Because you could look back and
see you could.
How it's changed.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
And how did you feel about it when it started, when the population started to get bigger here and the houses were being built around you?
Oh, well, it was good for a time. It was quite good. And, you know, more shops, we got more shops and that, and it was quite a good little shopping centre there here now, even though it's only small, but it's quite good. And but now it's things have changed dramatically. I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, shenanigans going on with the young ones, and trouble everywhere around. But you can't. When we first here, you could leave your door open night or day. You know, you didn't have to lock up. But my heavens, you've got to lock up everything now.
Mm.
Mm. That's the way it has changed completely.
And there'd be a lot more traffic, I suppose, too now.
Oh, yes. Yes, they used to. I guess Masons would tell you about that. When they had the racing track over the line.
No,
they didn't. Oh, yes. Well, they used to have bikes. It was mostly bikes. They'd have weekend, Saturday and Sunday, go all right through the night.
Really?
They had a big racing track over the line there. I think Wayland School might be built there, where the track, it covered a fair bit of ground. Mm.
That was noisy, was it?
Very noisy, quite noisy. We never used to mind, because there wasn't the population in those days, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, well then when we first come here too, they had now, there was a greyhound track. They used to have greyhound races at Plumpton.
Ah.
Mm. That's over the other line from Rooty Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so that only lasted a few years, and then that was cut out. And the same with the racing track, of course. That's when they started to build the new schools and new houses and everything all around there.
Mm.
Probably. Mm.
And so what other things did you, what other sort of recreation was there in the area? What did your children do?
Well, there'd be nothing really.
No.
Oh, there was nothing. No, that was one thing you missed.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how did your children entertain themselves on school holidays and that sort of thing?
Oh, well, I never had very much time to entertain, to tell you the truth.
Mm.
They used to go into Blacktown to the pictures,
mm-hmm.
the flicks, or Penrith. But there was nothing around here really at all
mm-hmm.
for young people those days, not like it is now.
And so they were fairly busy just helping you at home
mm.
and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And what about the shops? Did you go to the local shops yourself, or did you have things delivered?
No, we did our own shopping.
Did you?
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Where, was it far to go to the shops?
No, we used to go into Blacktown
mm-hmm.
Quite a bit, but we did a lot of our shopping just here locally.
Mm.
Really, and
you had a car, did you?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
You'd need it, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely, mm. definitely. Yeah.
The transport services weren't very good, I believe, apart from the train.
I didn't mind the trains those days. I was very handy. That's why I was so annoyed, I suppose, when the station was transferred up
yeah.
to where it is now, because it was so close. I didn't have just a short distance to walk, you know. I used to often go into Blacktown and that on my own, do shopping and that if I wanted to and that. But, of course, after it was taken down to coincide with the new shopping centre, well, that ended that.
Mm.
But I rather like going out in the train those days. But that's how things have changed.
So that was the steam train, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a long while.
Mm.
For a long while it was.
Mm. And I don't suppose you'd travel by train at all now, would you? You'd
no.
go by car anywhere that you went.
Mm.
And what about finances in those days? How did you manage your household money, or
oh,
did
yeah,
your husband?
Yeah. No, I did.
You did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did he give you a housekeeping
yeah.
allowance,
yeah.
or mm-hmm. and you managed
yeah.
it all?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yes, it was quite easy to do those days.
And you didn't buy anything on credit in those days.
No,
I suppose,
never. I never have. Never have. I wouldn't have that. Look, I wouldn't have those credit cards if they offered them
no.
to me.
Mm.
I think they're the ruination of the country. Young people, they get them, you know, and everlasting, and they buy things, and they don't realise what a debt they're building up, you know. And then when it gets that high, they wonder how they're going to, you know, get out of it.
Yes.
Mm.
So in those days, you more or less saved for what you wanted.
Oh, yes, yes. I never bought, I wouldn't buy anything if I couldn't pay for it.
Mm.
Never, ever did. Mm.
And did you have all the modern electrical conveniences, like an electric stove and fridge?
Yes.
Vacuum cleaners?
I didn't have a vacuum cleaner.
No.
Mm.
And did you have the sewer on when you first moved here?
Hmm?
Did you have the sewer?
No, not for years.
So that you had to go down the
Yes, that came later, much later. Mm. It was here for a long while before we got the sewer, was put through.
So
yes.
did you find washing and things like that harder? Did you... Than it is these days?
Not really. I had an electric copper,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't find it difficult at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But of course, they're much easier now with washing machines and that.
Yeah. Mm.
But I'm funny. Lots of things I won't use now. Like the microwave, you know, I won't use it. I won't. They've got it here, and that's quite handy. And I know, and I see Claire cooks things in it and that, and yeah, but I wouldn't use it. You couldn't kid me to use
no.
it. And the same with the washing machine. I wouldn't. I did have a washing machine in the end, you know.
Mm.
I had a washing machine, but I dreaded using it. I don't know why. I just was never used to it, I suppose.
Mm.
It's just what you're brought up with, I guess.
Yes, what you get used to.
Yeah.
And what about the churches in the area? Were there churches around
Yeah, well,
here?
Presbyterian Church was...
Oh, it was next door to you, wasn't it? Mm.
It was next door to me, yes. I worked a lot with the Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing I missed, sadly, when they closed it down. Certainly there's only a very small congregation, you know, that used to come and be, I suppose, about 20 people.
When they closed it down because there weren't enough people, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is the building still there?
Yes, the building's still there. I don't know whether some other church, I couldn't tell you to the honest truth now what they use it for now. But the building, the house is quite good, quite a good nice building. And the church is quite in good order. And that, well, it was more like a hall. It wasn't like a real proper church, you know. It was more a hall.
Right.
But it was quite nice and quite a good building.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very sad when it closed up, like, because the kiddies used to go there to Sunday school, you know, and it was so handy right alongside me that I didn't have to depend on anybody to take me or anything.
Yes.
And... I was very sorry when it closed down.
Did they open another more modern one?
No, they haven't. You've got to go to St Mary's or to Rudy
really?
Hill. Mm. Mm.
And so the church played a much bigger role, you think, in the community back in the 40s and 50s than it does now? Or?
Oh, I doubt it.
You don't think
I doubt it. Mm. Yes, they've got a new build, of course, then when all the new buildings over the line, where the new suburbs have gone ahead over there. They have a new Presbyterian church over there. Of course, the majority of people, mostly, a lot more people over that way, and they go, so anyone on this side of the line, they have to go to, we're supposed to go to St Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be in St Mary's Parish. But now, since I've got handicapped much more than I was, I just don't go.
Mm. And what about industry in the area? Was there very much industry around here?
Oh, none at all.
None?
None at all. You had to go, way to find work, you know, everybody.
Mm.
Yes. Oh, you only got to look at the, up at the station of a morning if you used to go up there. Oh, 7 o'clock, the cars are lined on both sides of the street for a mile from the station. They are cars. Mm.
There's a lot of industry here now.
I said there was a great fuss kicked up when the steel mill at Rudy Hill, the people were dead against it. But I
what was that?
The steel mill.
Oh, the steel mill.
Yeah, BHP, I think, and the builder. I know whether it was part of them, they transferred some up here from Port Kembla. I just really forget the real thing. But a terrible lot of people were dead against it. But as far as I was concerned, I suppose, well, it didn't concern me, I suppose, that much like it would other people. But I thought to myself, I looked at it this way, well, surely it's going to bring, they'd be able to get work there. A lot of people should be able to get work there, which I think I had. And I think they're doing a jolly good job since they came there too. Everybody was complaining about the noise and the pollution that it caused. But I can't see that it has caused any so far. And I think the next couple of years we'll see a big improvement. There are a lot more people working there.
If it provides jobs.
Oh, good. I think so. I think it improved the district a lot. But that's sadly what it needs out here is some industries to start up, you know, but they're closing them down now. There's really nothing here at all, nothing at all.
When you first moved here, it was mostly poultry farms and that sort of thing,
over the line, across the line where the big poultry farms were. There were, a few this side, but not many, not many. But young people, I know, because as I say, my daughter went to Penrith. She got when she left high school, she got this position in an office at, I forget what firm it was now. It was a tyre company.
Right. I'll just